So then, in that city of the wealthy, there will be no manufacturer, no builder, no carpenter, no shoemaker, no baker, no farmer, no metalworker, no rope maker, nor any other such profession. For who among the rich would want to pursue these crafts, given that those who do, once they become wealthy, no longer tolerate the discomfort caused by these jobs? How then will this city sustain itself? The rich, comes the reply, will use their money to buy these things from the poor. But then they will not be self-sufficient, as their dependency on others proves. But how will they build houses? Will they purchase this too? But this is not feasible within the nature of things. Therefore, they need to invite craftsmen there and break the law that we established when founding the city. For remember, we stated, let there be no poor person within it. Yet necessity, even against our desire, has invited and brought them in. From this it's evident that a city can't exist without the poor. If the city continues to refuse to admit any of these people, it will no longer be a city but will perish. Therefore, it cannot sustain itself unless it brings in the poor as a kind of safeguards to live within itself.